This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Saturday, December 12. What if you can't pray? Our passage comes from Romans chapter 8. We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth, right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. As a pastor, I've sometimes heard members of the church say, "I can't even pray anymore." When people are depressed or physically run down or overwhelmed by grief, they can sometimes find it impossible to pray. Perhaps you've had times in your life when you simply did not have the strength to pray. If so, don't worry. God loves you, and He knows exactly how you feel. He understands why you can't pray. He knows what's happening in your life. What's more, as Paul writes in Romans 8, the Spirit of God helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us. And in the same chapter, we read that Christ Jesus is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. So our Lord and God, who loves us, has us covered. When we can't pray, the Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus are praying for us. Don't be afraid to admit that you can't pray. Ask a family member or friend to pray with you or for you, even if it's on the phone. During the past year, on several occasions, I've prayed with one of my sisters when she found it difficult or even impossible to pray. Sometimes the Holy Spirit may even use us to pray for people who cannot pray. Pray with me. Holy Spirit, thank you for praying for us when we find it impossible to pray. Please pray for us each day and help us to remember that you and Jesus pray for us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.